This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Mystery solved, and it's a sad, tragic ending. More bodies claimed by the water near the Titanic. So there were red flags and there were signals ignored. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you've had a great week as we motor through what's happening here. I think the big thing across this nation and other places has been this submersible and the missing submersible found, basically, no survivors. There was a catastrophic implosion. In fact, Sunday when contact was lost, the Navy immediately alerted the Coast Guard to it, thinking they had heard something, heard an implosion, and the 22-foot submersible, as it turns out, had imploded because they found pieces of the wreckage. Five people were on board. Of course, we all know that it's been gone since last Sunday near the Titanic wreck. The stories of the five, very, very sad. We've talked about that throughout the week, and, you know, here, I'm just crazy, weird things like Wendy Rush, the wife of the missing OceanGate CEO and pilot, who it was his baby, was related to the Titanic victims, was, you know, had a great, great grandmother who was on the Titanic. In fact, grandfather, too, Isidore and Ida Strauss. And they were there when the Titanic sank in 1912. So now she loses her husband to this expedition, and it's his baby. It's his OceanGate product that he's piloting, that he's on, that he believes in, and that signals and signs are absolutely ignored. I mean, what an ending to this. Did we think they were going to come up? We were talking about the oxygen, how much time was left. We heard a pinging, but the pinging could be other things, as there were warnings about that, not to get too high of hopes because of what that really, really could mean. So, you know, it's just tragic when you look at the similarities between the actual Titanic wreck and the submersible tragedy. You know, at the end, it was another doomed voyage because of the warning. So crews discovered debris that helped identify remains of that Titan, that's what it was called, the submersible, after days-long massive search. And, you know, now it's just about, I think, some people in their minds, especially family members, trying to imagine they had no clue, it imploded, boom, that was it. But what an awful thing as it was going down nearly 13,000 feet and not knowing what would happen to an incredible piece of equipment, but one that there were so many warnings, including in 2018, a filing by somebody who was part of putting it together, part of the company, saying it wasn't safe. So eerily, it was something that was maybe bound to happen, sadly. And as a result of this, like I said, five people on board this catastrophic implosion. The U.S. Coast Guard Rear Admiral John Mauger said on Thursday that a remotely operated vehicle found the tail cone of the Titan about 1,600 feet away from the bow of the shipwreck. That's where they really knew for sure what they were onto. So Hamish Hardig, Paul Andre Nargalet, Shah Dawood and his son Suleiman Dawood, who is just 19 years old, and Stockton Rush, who I've already mentioned, all dead in that implosion that was descending to explore the wreckage of the doomed luxury liner that was gone over 100 years ago, 900 miles east of Cape Cod, 13,000 feet below sea level. Wow. An ending that I think people were hoping for, a Hollywood ending, that no, that they would somehow be found, there was enough oxygen, and it would all be okay. So all of these resources pushed in trying to do what they could. I mean, the White House thanked the U.S. Coast Guard and international partners for their search and rescue efforts for the submersible that was missing, and saying it was a testament to the skill and professionalism that the men and women who serve our nation continue to demonstrate every single day. And then there's the usual, our hearts go out to the families and the loved ones of those who lost their lives on the Titan, that they'd been through a harrowing ordeal over the last few days, and we keep them in our thoughts and prayers any chance that they could have saved, and you know, and any criticisms about taking the resources and using the resources to fund the submersible. What ultimately I saw from a couple of different people was, any chance of saving a life is worth continuing the mission. You know, when asked, look, they lost communication, the Navy relayed information to the on-scene commanders leading the search effort, you know, talking about what they heard. But the sound of the implosion, they determined, was not definitive, even though the Navy felt pretty confident, the ship that heard it, that that's what they heard. The audio of the implosion was picked up by a network of sensors that's part of an underwater Navy acoustic listening system. And they don't want to even go into any more detail about it when they're pressed about this secret system. But the network of sensors allowed the Navy to zero in on a possible location of the noise in the first place, which provided search teams with a more refined area. And they analyze all of that. And, you know, even when there was the banging, they analyzed it and they thought it was likely some form of natural life or sounds given off by the ships and vessels that were part of the search. So they never even thought that was, you know, right away, this is what they thought, that it was an implosion. And so it was an implosion. And now it's, you know, recovery crews that are going to need a couple of remotely operated vehicles, or they call them ROVs. And they played a key role in the search for the signs of the Titan. They're large, they're big machines, and they can be controlled from above the water. And they work with a crane to scoop pieces of the sub into large recovery baskets, which is what exactly they're doing and what they did. It's sort of like a shipping container made of mesh. So the ROVs pick up pieces with their arms, move them into the baskets, or help attach pieces to straps for the crane, which lifts the pieces to the surface. So that's where we're at. What a tragic failure. What a tragic, tragic loss. They're saying in the end they all knew the risk, even though they really feel for the families. All right, we just scratched the surface, so to speak. We have more to go here on the show. What else is happening from A to Z, especially in the Capitol? We're talking about it next.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
All right, coming up this hour, we're going to talk about a couple of things. One, sleep, sleep, sleep. Do you struggle with sleep? I rarely meet someone who can say, "Nah, I sleep like a baby every night. Doesn't matter if I go to bed at 3 o'clock in the morning, if I go to bed early at 10, where whatever time I can sleep, boom, on a dime." It's very rare. So Janice Stein, who is an expert in this sort of thing, as a speech pathologist, joins us to talk about things you can do to help with your sleep, and also this interesting tool that she's designed, that she's a part of the company, that has helped a lot of people with their struggles and something they don't realize with sleep. All right, before we get there, though, you know, just in talking about the Titanic, one last thing about this. I said that there were, you know, warning signs, and I said the Navy, of course, gave what they thought was absolutely that there was an implosion, and that was still didn't matter. The search was on anyway. But a former OceanGate Expeditions customer who took a trip to see the Titanic wreckage 2 years ago said it was a kamikaze operation. He said you have to be a little bit crazy to do this sort of thing. And what he talked about, it was this retired German businessman and adventurer who did the same trip in 2021, Arthur Loibler. He did an interview with the Associated Press. And he said that he was fascinated by it because he was offered a couple of trips. He said that there was a Russian company was the only service offering videos, like to go down, and the way to explore it was, you know, was that, was after 2016 is what they were offering. But then there was OceanGate, and he chartered a dive with them in 2019. He paid less than what the others had paid that just perished, the $250, he paid $110, but he said the dive was canceled first because the submersible didn't survive testing. He said then, in 2021, he went on a voyage that was successful, and he was there with Stockton Rush and the French diver and Titanic expert that I mentioned, Paul-Henri Nargalet, who were two of the men that died in this implosion. And he put it best. He said, imagine a metal tube a few meters long with a sheet of metal for a floor. You can't stand. You can't kneel. Everyone's sitting close or on top of each other. You can't be claustrophobic. He said that then the sub had technical difficulties. He said the lights were turned off to conserve energy during a 2.5 hour descent and ascent, with the only illumination coming from a glow stick. And then the dive was repeatedly delayed to fix a problem with the battery and the balancing weights. In total, it took 10.5 hours. He said he felt lucky and he enjoyed an amazing view of the wreck. He said other customers only got to see a field of debris, or in some cases nothing at all, and they lost non-refundable payments after bad weather prevented the dive from happening. He described Rush, who was the pilot and CEO of the company, as a tinkerer who tried to make do with what was available to carry out the dives, but he said in hindsight it was a bit dubious. I was a bit naive looking back now. It was a kamikaze, like I said at the top, operation. That's how he described it, kamikaze operation. Wow. All right, moving on from Lost at Sea and now that mystery solved, there are things that are buzzing in our backyard that are worth talking about. Certainly on this show, as I say, it's about what's happening in your backyard and what's happening in mine as well. And the one thing that the common denominator, of course, for all of us is what's happening at the pump, the pain at the pump, what's happening at the grocery store, because you're stretching dollars or not stretching dollars, or the economy looks good, or we're not worried about the dreaded R word anymore. How you feeling out there? I get a lot of emails from people saying, what's up? I'm still paying a lot at the grocery store. More people are looking at coupons and deals and still going to dollar stores to get some of the basics. And, you know, it's kind of like looking at the stock market where you get these bubbles. It's up and down. Wow, it's gone up again. It looks, you know, pretty good. Then 2 days later, it's gone down again because of earnings reports or other things that would make the market rock. And looking at inflation, it is sort of unrelenting, I would say. Not sort of, I would say it's unrelenting. Now, we still have the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's warning that another 2 increases in borrowing costs might be needed. So that's how they feel about it. And when we look at our neighbors in England and the Norwegian areas, let's say, you know, like the Swiss for example, they are dealing with inflation. And so you look at the prices and there still is that cloud that hangs above us, because you still have mortgages that people don't want to pay with the interest rate they would have to pay, more expensive for loans, credit cards more expensive, for sure, absolutely. We're seeing a slight increase at the pump, too. So with food, with what you're paying for, with gas and rates that are going up, even though it's the target of talking about recession, I think we're out of the woods, at least for now, on that. But there still are spikes that are happening, and people are still feeling it. I mean, that's the answer to the question that so many of you ask and send into me during the mailbag. I got one from Mac earlier in the week saying, my God, I mean, it's like an arm and a leg when you go to the store. I almost feel like a college student and I have to eat ramen noodles. And I get it. I feel you. Absolutely. It's, you know, it's because you're used to, maybe it's also because you're used to being able to get what you want to get at the store and you're not thinking about it. If you wind the clock back a couple of years ago, things, of course, were much, much cheaper, and you still have supply chain problems. So it depends so much on items. Like, eggs went down after they had gone sky high. They didn't settle into prices that we had seen a few years ago, but less than the really spiking high, high prices that we saw. So the answer is, we're still in the midst of this, people. It has not evaporated. It is just not gone away. And there are things that definitely, because of the supply chain, have cost more. And then you have services that, because of what they're dealing with, either with personnel, with the supply chain, with the cost of, let's say, if it's a food-related thing, ingredients, they've passed the prices on to us, to the consumer, right? I mean, even today I was reading about this frozen fruit products recall, and that was like in 30 states. So you have, with more food recalls in some cases, and what's happening with produce, and what's happening where you know that's coming in, and what the supply is, that's also, again, hitting people hard. So the frozen fruit, by the way, was distributed to Walmart, Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Target, Aldi, AWG stores in like 30 states. And it was a voluntarily recalled process because of listeria. Ooh, you definitely want to look at your fruit, because that is a big recall. And you look at the lots and the codes, and it's easy to look them up. And sun growers, I guess, terminated, because they were the ones that supplied it, terminated their business with this third-party supplier. See, these are the kind of things that are happening in trying to fulfill orders. And so there were a variety of generic and name brand products affected by the recall that went out to six major retailers. Walmart, I already mentioned some of them. Whole Foods, you heard Trader Joe's, and Target, and Aldi, and I already mentioned that, and I already mentioned AWG. And, boy, listeria is something you don't want to get. I mean, that is a severe illness when you consume contaminated food. Wow. Anything that it's got listeria in it, the fever, you'd have to have antibiotic. It's like poisoning times two. You would want to have an antibiotic for that. So check your fruit. If you go to any of those places, probably smart to just look all of them up. Pineapple chunks and whole strawberries and bananas and blackberries and a few other things in between. All right, hang with us. Coming up next, you want to get more sleep? You want to listen to this segment?
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Coast Guard confirms a submersible used to view the Titanic was found demolished on the ocean floor, and its five passengers are dead. Rear Admiral John Mauger said a robotic sub found parts of the missing Titan 1,600 feet from the bow of the Titanic. Mauger said there was some catastrophic failure, and the vessel imploded. President Biden says his comment referring to the Chinese president as a dictator hasn't had any real consequence.
Choosing and avoiding saying what I think is the facts is just not something I'm going to change very much.
He added that he expects to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping in the near future. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry podcast trademark Archetypes has been rejected by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office because an Arizona company already owns it. Dave Collins.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Janine Steen joins us with something that's so important to talk about. It's always on my mind. I'm always working on better sleep, especially with crazy hours. And she is a speech language pathologist and founder of SpotPal. And we're going to talk all about sleep and all about sleep friendly environments and all the things that we need really, I think, to feel healthier. And like I said, it's a lifelong journey for sure. And again, she's the founder of SpotPal. So Janine, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be here.
So first, let's dive into this. What is SpotPal for people who don't know?
Yeah, so SpotPal is a tongue training appliance, but its goal is to really work on maximizing the space in the airway, especially for those individuals that have sleep disordered breathing, and we want them to have that restful sleep pattern.
Nice. So what are the things that we need to do? Tell us some things that we need to do to get this better restful sleep pattern.
Absolutely. Again, our goal is always to allow for some consistency with regards to the time you go to bed, the environment in which you're going to bed. You want to make sure it's a sleep-friendly environment. Of course, just like myself and I'm sure you want to manage your stress and anxiety so that you can go to sleep without having so much on your mind and running through your mind, which I know is often easier said than done. But for us as a speech pathologist, we really want to work on correcting a patient's tongue posture, and that's ultimately what we want to do with SpotPal is we want to give them the proper resting posture for their tongue so that we can open up their airway and maximize that airway space so that they can have this more restful sleep pattern.
What is the proper resting for your tongue?
That's a great question. So the proper resting posture is actually up within your oral cavity against your alveolar ridge, which I know sounds like, oh my God, all gibberish. pretty much, if you do not want your tongue against your front teeth, so if you scoot your tongue back just a little bit, that's ultimately where your tongue should be sitting at rest. And ironically, that's where the initiation of your swallow starts. That's also where the majority of sounds in the English language are made. So it's really an important spot, not just for sleep pattern and opening up proper resting posture, but it's also supporting so many other areas that often become affected as a result of weak tongue.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting. I mean, you know this game because, as I said at the top, you're in Long Island. That's where you're based, and you're a speech-language pathologist. So obviously there's things that you saw that probably led to you creating this whole thing with SpotPal, right?
Absolutely, and I think so much, ironically, COVID, you know, so many things came from COVID, but one of the things that came was how do we make a difference in individuals that have sleep-disordered breathing or have issues with resting tongue posture, especially if we're doing it through a computer screen or through Zoom. So we wanted to make sure that we were as effective through a screen as we were in person, but then also just years of experience seeing what's been out there, seeing how it interferes with the success of patients on other and other areas and other venues, that I was able to say, you know what, let me see if there's something I can do that can maximize this, that's not too intrusive and that can be successful and patients can really get around.
So for you in creating this and seeing what you saw throughout your career and realizing what was going on and what was an opportunity to help in another way, how exciting is it to see some of the results?
It's amazing. And even beyond that, just hearing the feedback for people to say, this is the missing link in dentistry, or, oh my gosh, how come no one else has ever thought of this? And of course, I get a little bit of a big head because I'm like, oh, well, look at me, you know, but at the same time, I don't know the answer to that. I just say, you know, again, I think it's just, you know, trial and error. When you're experiencing and seeing what's not working, it's easier to say, all right, through my experience, let me see what I can do that I know would be effective given all the limitations of every other tongue training appliance that's out there.
Yeah, love it. All right, Janine, where can we go for more information?
You can go to thespotpal.com. You can see all about our SpotPals. You can take a quiz to see if you're a candidate. And, of course, reach out with any questions or concerns, and we're happy to support.
Janine Stein, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
Absolutely.
You have a great day.
You too.
Boy, anything that can help you with sleep, and some of the things that she said are things that we know we should do. The consistency, for a lot of us, that's almost impossible. But the consistency of when you go to sleep and what the atmosphere is like when you sleep, you know, where some people, they're constantly have the tube on, but maybe that's what they need. Sometimes people zone out that way. But that can often keep you amped up, and you're, you know, that whole binge-watching thing, you get pulled into it. And next thing you know, you wake up and you're learning about butterflies on National Geographic, and you have no idea how you got on that station because you've just been flipping around. But the thing with the tongue is interesting because there is that is a big deal, and it's something that I think a lot of people don't know unless they've gone to dentists and they've had this problem and they've talked about it. But fascinating. You know, sleep is ultimately the downfall, the lack of sleep for so many of us. All right, the downfall for concert goers in Denver, the craziest thing I can remember. I saw one concert there once in my life, and I remember going by there the last time I was in the Denver area. They had severe thunderstorms that moved across Colorado, and there was about 90 people or so that were treated for injuries. What kind of injuries? They had serious golf ball hail, almost even bigger, where people, and you could see videos all over social media, where people were screaming and frantically trying to escape the pouring hail that just blanketed the venue. It was like snow. And there was just so much of it that rained down on the people. There were several inches of hail in the seating area. So people were stranded there, and there was all kinds of problems with cars and problems, of course, that ultimately drove away with dents. And the concert featured One Direction's Lewis Tomlinson. It was delayed a couple of times before it was officially postponed around 10:30. But people with this golf ball size and better hail got welts and bruises and were worried about getting knocked out, getting smashed in the head. There were people that hid in the bathroom stalls for more than an hour. And I guess Red Rocks gave the people notice like 3 minutes before the hail started pouring. So you're not getting out anywhere, right? You're going to get hit by this stuff. And it was massive. I mean, people had welts on their backs, on their arms, on their necks. Can you imagine that? You have this great seat at the concert. You're excited. You're sitting there in the front row. And you've got no chance to run through massive amounts of people when you're on that lower end. You just got to figure out where can you take cover? What can you get behind a trash can, something? And that's what people tried to do. There were some couple of people that had broken fingers from the hail. And I looked at some of the videos. It was scary. Definitely, if you were in the middle of that and you were wide open, you would have gotten some kind of injury for sure. So I just wonder why they didn't cancel the show to begin with. And afterwards, what was tweeted out from the former One Direction member was, "Hey, we'll be back. Even though we didn't play the show, I feel your passion, sending all of your love. And that was the only place, obviously, where they got it. The Colorado Rapids had a severe weather delay at their park, so they told people to take shelter, but people did, and they had more places to do that. And then that game was finally postponed right before midnight. And you had massive thunderstorm warnings all over that Denver metro area, but even one confirmed tornado. We've been talking about tornadoes a lot this week. A lot of damage in a place called Logan County. But it does make you think, right? It does make you think sometimes weather, that's how thunderstorms are and hails like that. When I lived in Texas, even though they said, well, there might be a slight chance of hail. No, slight chance of hail. All of a sudden you look out and twice I had cars that were dented from hail and luckily were covered. But you walk out and it's just like dimpled all over the place. And I can't imagine being with, especially golf ball or bigger hail, being out in the middle of all of that. What would that be like? Because you're just the victim. You're just getting smashed all over the place if you can't figure out a place to get cover. All right, what's happening on the Hill? I said that at the top. And what are people talking about? And, of course, what they're talking about are these polls. And they're talking about who's running. And they're talking about Hunter Biden and the repercussions of that, and the DOJ, and did they hinder the tax probe or not? Members of the House Ways and Means Committee, following an executive meeting on Thursday, released redacted transcripts of the whistleblower testimony from two IRS employees who, after working on Hunter Biden's tax evasion case, reported misconduct and government abuse from that agency and the FBI. So the Ways and Means Committee Chair Jason Smith released a statement where he said the whistleblower's allegations, the committee reports, point to a steady campaign of unequal treatment of enforcing tax law, Department of Justice interference in the form of delays and denials into the investigation of tax crimes that may have been committed by Hunter Biden, and finally retaliation against IRS employees who blew the whistle on misconduct. So one of the whistleblowers was identified in a transcript of his interview as an IRS criminal supervisory special agent. The name of the second whistleblower was redacted in the testimony transcript. Wow, more and more keeps coming out. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About this all the time, inflation. We just saw that inflation was slightly down, but you know, we're still concerned about it, and we're obviously looking at what's happening with supply chain issues. But despite that, most entrepreneurs are anticipating revenue growth, which is great news. The perfect person to have on to talk about this, Jill Calabrese Bain. She's the managing director of small business at Bank of America and she's a small business expert. So, Jill, thanks for hopping on. We love talking about this stuff. What are business owners' expectations for the coming year?
All right. Well, Kate, thank you so much for having me on the program. I, too, love small business, love talking about it. There's good news. There's a silver lining to everything that small business owners have lived through over the past 36 months, despite multiple challenges and headwinds. Their optimism is higher. And to your point, we did a survey recently where we found that two-thirds of business owners across the country felt like their revenues would increase over the next 12 months. And importantly, about half, 48%, said they plan to expand their businesses. So this is really good, positive momentum coming out of the pandemic. And that really is under the backdrop of some of the economic concerns that you mentioned, notably inflation and recession.
Yeah, and so those are the concerns that are there. And supply chain disruptions are something that I hear people talk about all the time, and labor shortages. So how is that impacting small business owners as they optimistically move forward?
Yeah, so, you know, there's always going to be, as we know, economic challenges that exist that are outside of the control of business owners. So, you know, anything that impacts a business owner's day-to-day management of their company or the profitability of their company is going to cause concern. You know, that could be, as you point out, labor shortages. It could be healthcare costs. It could be a lot of different variables. And today we see it being both inflation and recession. And business owners have had to start to pivot to deal with the rise in price, to ensure that their businesses continue to be profitable. So we see businesses taking action. But what I think is really, truly remarkable is that even though 72% of business owners in the U.S. feel that a recession is coming in the next 6 to 9 months, 76% of those business owners said they feel equipped to withstand a recession.
And wow,
that's huge. And I think it's really because as we talk to business owners, everything that they've lived through over the past 36 months or so. And I love what you once said. I heard you say, you might not decide the hand you've been dealt, but you do decide how you're going to play your cards, right? And business owners, to a very last one, they know that. They know they can't control the macroeconomic conditions, but they can control what it is that they do within their businesses. And so we see more and more businesses actually putting in play very dynamic business plans. You know, 90% of those surveyed say we have a business plan in place. And nearly half said we're actually going to update those plans quarterly. And that's definitely a shift. That is business owners being way more prepared, way more thoughtful. It takes time, as you know, to step outside of managing your day-to-day business and think strategically about the future. And that's what we see business owners doing. And that's where we see some of the optimism coming into play.
Yeah, that's good news, being prepared. And wow, doing that quarterly too, especially because a lot of times people just do a business plan, as you know, and they work hard on it, but then they put it away and get into the day to day. And so by doing that quarterly, I think it's tremendous. Definitely. So now
yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah. So now I look at something that gets talked about a lot. What are, you know, these newer emerging technologies, what are the most important ones to small business owners? Because I'm sure they're trying to cull through them and figure it out.
Yeah, there's a lot of different technologies. There's a lot of different applications out there. And business owners are savvy. I mean, they have definitely figured out over the many decades that we've got to employ and embrace the new technologies. And what we're seeing today is that they're really focused on, you know, what are the technologies that are actually going to make my business more efficient overall? What are the technologies that I can employ that will improve my day-to-day operations, but even make me a little bit more competitive? So, you know, what we're seeing most recently is, yes, there are those technologies that they're going to put in place to help their day-to-day, but they're also looking at technology to help them acquire new clients. So, you know, people are very savvy from a digital perspective, and they're using digital to help drive new marketing strategies. They're using digital to try to attract new clients. They're using the social media platforms that they have to create awareness around the goods and services that they produce and, you know, what it is that they do for their local communities. And then on the back end, they're using, you know, they're saying, okay, we're going to accept different non-cashless payments. We're going to do different things from an online banking perspective. We're going to do whatever it is that we need to do to create capacity in our day so that we can be more efficient, we can be more effective, we can be more strategic.
Ooh, yeah, that's great. Everything that you said just there is perfect. And so you look at all the things that business owners are doing, and investing in staff is certainly one of them. That, you know, growing and scaling operations long term is a big thing. How are they doing that?
Yeah, from a labor perspective, the labor markets, I think we can admit they have changed.
Yeah.
Coming out of the pandemic, people feel differently about, you know, do I want to sign up for a 60-hour week and do I want to get on planes every day? You know, I think people's perspectives have changed, and we can't have, as you know, a conversation about small business without talking about labor, because it's always an issue. Finding the right skilled talent, finding the right cultural fit, finding employees who you can manage their expectation around. you know, their salary opportunities and trajectory. But what business owners are doing is they're very thoughtful. They're saying, what are the things I need to do to retain existing employees? What do I need to do to attract new employees? And so what we're seeing based upon the respondents and conversations as, you know, late as last week that I had with some business owners, you know, they're looking at modifying their kind of work life, work remote type of opportunities for prospective employees. They are spending a little money and making an investment in benefits. And it's not only the traditional physical benefits that we all kind of thought about and grew up with, but, you know, it's also financial benefits. What are some maybe retirement plans that they can put in place to attract new employees? And it's also, and I'm so happy that this is happening, but emotional wellness benefits as well. I mean, kind of taking care of our entire self. So we're seeing them do different things. You know, they're having to pay more upfront to probably bring some employees in. They're probably doing cost of living expenses. It's across the board, but there's definitely a focus on, hey, listen, this is a business that's important to me. I want this business to be important to you, prospective employee. I want it to be important for the community. So a lot of good activity, a lot of good investment happening, but they're doing it thoughtfully, you know, under the backdrop of, hey, a recession might be coming.
Yeah. You have great resources at Bank of America. Where can they go on the website, the people that are listening, to find out more?
Oh, thank you, Kate. They can go on to bankofamerica.com. You can click on small business, and we have very dynamic small business resources that are available to help you think about how to start your business, help you think about access to capital. So plenty of information out there. You can work with us digitally. We can set up an appointment with you. You can meet with somebody either over the phone or in person.
Great. Jill Calabrese-Bain, good stuff. Thank you so much.
All right, Kate, thank you. It was a pleasure joining your program.
Absolutely. Speaking of money, 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 I mentioned this. Let's go to the Hill. What's shaking there? The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, higher. Bull bear, bull bear, bull bear. It's a tug of war. That's what I said earlier. And the U.S. Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, was in his second day of congressional testimony, and he continued to be hawkish, beating that hawkish drum and suggesting the central bank has not reached the end of its tightening cycle. There could be some more increases. We've mentioned that. But there was a little bit of a boost from a couple of stocks, Amazon.com, Apple. They were all up, 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 up. So that helped for a good day in the market. Speaking of money, you know, Taylor Swift has taken over the nation as the big concert to go and see. I know that just a month ago she was in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the Tampa area, and it was insane. People lining up for the Taylor Swift merch. And now she's in the Twin Cities. And the mothership engineer George pointed that out to me, that if you want to get a ticket there, and I double-checked this, it's a mere $800 to all the way up to $20,000. And, oh, if somebody wants to sell you some tickets, look out. There are no rooms to be had if you are going to Minneapolis. You got to really look, because they have jacked up the prices. So you might have to cash in some of those stocks on one of those really big days to be able to afford to take your daughter and your daughter's friends to go and see Taylor Swift. All right, people, be safe, be sane, and be happy. And I think Guinness, the mascot of the show, has the last word. Send us off, Guinness.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, The dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Kate Delaney Fan Page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter, at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.